Hey guys, happy Friday. We made it through the week. 29 years ago today, I'm sitting in a studio in San Diego. I'm giving sports updates. I'm in a little studio wearing a pager. The pager went off while I was on the air. It had 911 as the code that came in. And I said on the air, I have to go. That was the day that I became a father for the very first time. The pager was, of course, from my wife. Once that happened, the pager going off, the station decided to do like breaking news on Brad's baby watch. I wish I would have got tapes of it. It was pretty cool back then. People dropped off baby clothes, and there was like people that I would run into said, "Yeah, I heard about the baby. I heard the baby updates during the day." So it was kind of cool. It was a different time. It's when radio was much more personal, not as scripted as it is today. 29 years later, I look at my son, and he's an amazing, we all feel proud about our kids, right? He's just an amazing young man, and he's not so young anymore. And I see how he's gone through life. He has some interests other than sports, thank God. And he does really well in the field of technology. And I couldn't be prouder of the man that he is and that what he's doing with his life. But it's funny how through 29 years of me doing the broadcast thing, I can still go back to that day and that moment. Because there's some problems on delivery. They had to take mom away and I had to stay with him. He swallowed meconium, his first poop. And so this little human being is hanging on to my pinky. So yeah, on this day tonight, I'll watch ASU and Cal. And I'll be on a high school football sideline stomping around as much as my knees will let me. And yeah, I'll be at the Cardinals Seattle on Sunday. But I'm just telling you guys that when you go through this journey and you have these days, take these days and savor them. Sports is important. I get it. It's a distraction from all the stuff you may be going through in life. But if you don't take the time to think about where you were with it or enjoy the process, sometimes I feel like that sports just overtakes people. I'll run into guys, it doesn't matter if it's at church or working out or at dinner parties, and all they want to do is talk sports. And it's, how's the rest of your life going? Let me tell you about my four kids or whatever it may be. And I understand it's an easy icebreaker. I'm not being critical. It's just look at yourself and say, am I paying way too much attention to the world of fun and games, the candy shop, and maybe I should dial it back a little bit and be a better friend, father, husband, whatever it may be. And so on this day for me, when I got up today, it hit me, wow, 29 years ago today, I'm doing my thing, and right in the middle of my thing, I did the right thing by saying, guys, I have to go. I mean, a lot of guys I know in broadcast, well, I just got to fight through it and all that. It's fine. I'm going to be a lifer. I'm going to do this till they put me under the ground. That's how I am. That's how broadcasters are. But I've met too many of them who have said, you know what? I wish I would have said no to the business side, and I wish I would have put more time into my kids. I let some things get away from me because of my pride and my ego. I think I might have done that. There's some things that I have done in my career that I look at and say, why did I go spend 6 months working on that? Or why did I go over here and do this? Like what I'm doing right now with Sports 360 AZ as a dad is 100 times better than where I was, where it was 24/7, 365. Your hair is on fire. What hair I have left? Your hair's on fire all the time, chasing stories that aren't really stories. You were just filling time and filling air. So just take some time today if you can. I'm not being preachy, I don't think. It takes some time. This is one of those days for me where it's more important to think about my 29-year-old son than the world of fun and games, at least this morning, for our little get-together. Make it a great weekend.